Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday, May something or other, 2018. What is it, the 7th? Thank you. And, you know, we are here to talk about all the things that go on swirling around this land of ours that affects you. Your job, the economy, your money, the markets, and all else in between. But ladies and gentlemen, I was just reading a story. And as you know, we are live KFNN 1510 in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Renee. Got to say hello to Big Renee. She's the head honcho top dog, Big Cheese, at KFNN. She makes the world run there. And I was just reading that John McCain may not be coming back to the Senate. And this is from a friend of his. And for all, you know, he's got some real bad brain cancer. And all of our time is limited, ladies and gentlemen, on this earth. But with Senator McCain, he's having it rough. I want to just tell you a story because it's amazing how several times on this show in the past year, I've been saying that John McCain is a man's man. And I would get some emails from a few of you blasting the guy. Story may not be true, this, that. And I never used to get anything like that when I would compliment the man on his heroism. Until Donald Trump and his asinine statement on John McCain. So while he's alive, and let's hope he lives years, but we are hearing that that's probably not the case. His bomber was hit by a surface-to-air missile on October 26, 1967, destroying the aircraft's right wing. It entered an inverted, almost straight-down spin where John McCain ejected. From the sheer force of the ejection, it broke his right leg and both arms, knocking him unconscious. He landed in a lake, but because of the heavy equipment, he sank straight to the bottom. Even with his broken limbs, he was able to kick to the surface momentarily for air, and he was somehow managed to activate his life preserver with his teeth. Once he resurfaced, he reached the surface, he was pulled ashore by some North Vietnamese. The captors tore his clothes. He had a fracture of the knee. Even with all this, one of his captors slammed a rifle butt into his right shoulder, shattering his right shoulder. He was then bayoneted in the abdomen and the foot. Over the next few days, he lapsed from conscious to unconsciousness. He would refuse to give the enemy his name, rank, or serial number and date of birth. And any time they would hit me, it would knock him unconscious. Upon discovering that McCain's father was an admiral in the Navy, they decided to give him medical care. As word of his imprisonment and his father's high military rank got around, several high-ranking North Vietnamese officers came to the prison to observe him. They operated on his broken leg, damaging several ligaments in the process. To this day, McCain has a noticeable limp. After receiving less than adequate treatment, he was moved to a prison camp known as the Plantation and locked in a cell with George Day and Norris Overly, two Air Force majors. Day, who survived the ordeal, said of McCain he was in the great big white case and his hair was snow white. He would just look like he was absolutely on the verge of death. He was moved in solitary confinement in March 1968 when his father was named commander of the U.S. Pacific. Several months later, McCain's troubles were just beginning. The North Vietnamese hoped to score a propaganda victory by offering McCain an early release. McCain refused the offer on the condition that he would only accept it if every man captured before him was released as well. His torture began in August of 68. For 4 days, he was beaten every 2 or 3 hours by different guards. His left arm was broken again and ribs were cracked. The North Vietnamese wanted a confession for crimes committed against the North Vietnamese people. After holding out for 4 days, McCain, at the point of suicide, agreed to write a confession. Looking back on the decision, he said he was felt terrible about it, but every man on his breaking point, I had reached mine. Towards the end of 69, the treatment which he and his fellow POWs received became more tolerable. Reports of torture ended around 1969. His solitary confinement concluded in March of 70. I whine like a baby when I get a cold. This man endured what 99.99% of us will never have to endure, 0.99999. Yet I actually have people, just because Trump said something about him, all of a sudden they don't like the man. Or he had a bad vote. And you know what? I've disagreed with some of his votes. But this is a man's man and a hero that risked his life for this country and probably should have lost his life. He endured solitary confinement in the dark, imagine, for years. Pain, suffering, beatings, isolation. Not knowing what day it was. I just wanted to let you know before something occurs, this dude is the tops in my books. And I know there's some ass clowns out there that write things up that some of this is not true or not. Go take a flying leap. I'd like to see one of you go into solitary in the dark for a day, for an hour. I've seen people weep when they did an MRI because it's claustrophobic. I was just reading that he was not doing well. And I wanted to set the record straight on what this man went through and who he was. And frankly, anybody who has an issue with that, you know, go screw. That's my thought process. We wish him well. We hear things are not good, but hey, you never know. And I know you've heard he's not inviting the president to his funeral, if and when that happens, when it happens. Whoop-de-frickin'-do. Honor the man and his life served. Regardless whether you are Democrat, Republican, like him, dislike him, men and women like him is why we are and have the great freedoms that we have. So if anybody in our great Phoenix, Scottsdale area listening to the show know the family, please give them, send them our good wishes. And we shall leave it at that, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a good weekend. I didn't. The Mets lost 6 straight games at home. I don't know what's going on. At the same time, the Yankees are like 55-10. So they're 24-10. We'll have the full market wrap, news of the day, movers of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being with us on this day. And to every veteran out there, we love you. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair expert experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Isn't it amazing how I said to you how my weekend was based on whether the Mets won or not? What's the matter with me? You know what? I know what's the matter with me. I'm just like every one of you out there that are psychopathic, insane, sports fanatics. I know. I know how it goes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so just a few things that are going on this week. There's meetings on NAFTA and trade, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. There's a lot of what I consider to be chaos at the administration. If you haven't noticed, we have seen more of Rudy Giuliani in the last 4 days than the Kardashians, and he is... I'm a big fan of the guy. I think he has been an F-minus in whatever job he was or he is being paid to do for this president. I don't know what the hell he is doing. I don't know why the president has him opening his mouth. I think he's maybe smoking a lot of medical marijuana or something, because if you want to handle things wrong... You can't do it any better than Rudy Giuliani on behalf of the President of the United States. I don't know what to tell you. I'm almost stunned to think that these people won the presidency of the United States against such chalk in Hillary Clinton. And in case you don't know what chalk is, That is a prohibitive favorite in the paramutual world. Which, by the way, I took the number, the horse that came in second. I had a big bet to win in the Kentucky Derby. Almost won. I almost cleaned up some big bucks, but oh well, missed by that much. But anyway, I hope Rudy Giuliani goes back to his consulting service very quickly. I don't even know what to say anymore. But I do know where to go next. As you know, as we segue, notice the big word, into the markets, Thursday, big reversal day. Told you we'd get some upside testing, but Friday, much better than I would ever think, but volume wanting. Today, strong day. Then the president announced that tomorrow at 2 p.m. he will make the decision or announce the decision on Iran. But I'm like, why do you need to have an announcement? Can't you just tell us now? And the market went from up 150 to up zero. And then as we got away from the announcement for an announcement, finished up to where we are. That said, I'm going to have some bullish notes. I'm going to have some less than bullish notes. That all said, time for today's Monday edition of the Market Wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. You know, I don't even think I did my introduction to being in the show. I'll do that later. On the day, so we finished up 94. In the Dow today, Boeing 6, Caterpillar 3.5. Nine times, that's probably most of it. Oh, Apple. But Apple was up 3.5 during the day and only finished up like $1.25. So Apple got extended. Normal to pull it in a little bit. I wouldn't sweat it that much. S&P up 9. NASDAQ up 55. NASDAQ 100 up 52. NASDAQ was up 80-something. And then when it sank to where the Dow was flat, it was only up like 34, but finished up 55. Stocks up 11. Transports were actually down. Oil prices were very strong until late in the day, where the thought process may be that we are going to stay in the deal with Iran, but try to change some things. I don't know why the market would react to an announcement for an announcement when nobody knows, and really nobody's even telegraphed what it's going to be tomorrow, though maybe there was some insider trading going on. Don't know. So in the Dow, Apple was up a stick. Disney looks like it may be trying to bottom, but it's still weak. Goldman Sachs up 2. Home Depot was down 1.5. United Health was down 2. Walmart was down 2. Boy, that's acting terribly. And dollar gainers was Visa, United Tech, Nike, which is acting well. And, that's about it. Strength. The financials have been weak, but they bounced with the market. And again today, they were not so strong, but they got a little bit of a bid today. But as I look at the charts, there's some strong names, some strong regional names. I will tell you, Bank of New York, BK, back above the 50-day. But then you have SVB Bank, a regional that gapped up and is acting just fine. But the financials overall, EH. Eh. Semiconductors. Mixed after being much stronger, and most of the gain was Nvidia, who gets like a target raise or an upgrade like a couple of days before earnings, and that was up 9 today, rounding out a good base that I told you about. And by the way, for those that don't know, a base is just the trading range. So Nvidia was doing the trick, and a good day in Growthland. Remember the list I gave out last week? Hopefully you wrote it down, and hopefully you're reviewing, because how my list usually works is they will hold up best when the market's getting kicked in the teeth, and when the market turns, they usually show their force quickly, and you're getting some of that, and even a few have broken into new high ground. Now, the biggest issue is, can the market really get any juice from here with all the resistance and how many areas in such bad shape? We'll keep our fingers crossed, yes. But good day in Growthland. We'll go through that in a little bit. I've already scanned, and just let's just do some negatives here. Some of the retail is really rolling over. Department stores rolling over. Target, Kohl's. If I was real worried about the market and it didn't hold support here, man, Target and Kohl's and a bunch of others look like shorts. but you don't short until the market starts heading down. You want the wind at your back. But they are acting poorly. For starters, up next, we'll go through those names again. We'll have the movers of the day and much more today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let me just repeat something here. I have a bone to pick. I went to the Avengers movie yesterday. I'm sorry. First off, the movie's good. But they're killing this whole superhero thing. There's too many. And their superpowers are now mixed and jumbled up. I don't know who has what. And I don't know what each superhero has and what they do and how they're able to do it and how they can stop this force and that force and what their offense, what their defense is. It is a jumbled mess. But it's still going to do a couple billion dollars. And they're going to have another one. That's going to do a couple of billion dollars. There's just too many. Too many chefs in the kitchen. There's too many. And I got news for you. I didn't even know which one was which. Who's that? What's our superpower? I don't know. They're killing it. But they don't care. You know why? Because we're all going to go. Anyway. Just letting you know, no spoilers there. There's too many superheroes. I used to watch Superman. It was Superman. Used to watch Batman with Adam West. It was Batman and Robin. Yay. You knew what they can do. And then they had the Batman movie. Yay. We had some Superman movies. Yay. I think there were 72,000 superheroes in the movie that I saw yesterday. I'm not sure which one can fly, which one cannot fly, which one can stop a bullet, which one can't. One guy has a big hammer. Terrific. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? I'm Mr. Logic. Somebody ought to talk to these producers and directors. Tighten this baby up. Maybe kill off 10 of the 50. You get my point. All right, segueing again, because that's what we do very well here, ladies and gentlemen, we segue. Apple was up 3.5, finished up 1, but that's still at new high ground, but probably has got some work to do to the downside. A little pullback here. Keep in mind, Apple is up because they really didn't surprise on the upside. They only beat by a little bit, but all the doofuses were downgrading them and lowering numbers because of Taiwan Semiconductor, whose big, you know, cell phone thingamabob, and some others. So that was a surprise. And then they bought back. They're going to buy back $100 billion of stock. That's like 12% of the float. And then Big Warren comes in and says he bought more. And by the way, I was watching somebody make fun of Warren Buffett. Oh, he's buying now. Doofus, get your facts straight. He was buying at $75-$80. And I saw another doofus that, well, he didn't buy it 10 years ago. Oh, okay, sorry. He's a terrible investor. Amazon up 19. Looked like it was going to reverse, but then the market came back later. Still has some work in here to do. At Home was up 3 and change. Adobe 2 and change. Booking.com, I think, reports this week was up 20. Keep in mind it's a $2,200 stock. Intuitive Surgical, 5. Herbalife, 2. Netflix, 6. ServiceNow, 4. Palo Alto Networks, 3. Red Hat, 2 and change. Alibaba, rounding up a nice base here, 6. NVIDIA, I mentioned, up 9. And a few others that were up 2 and change. Pretty decent day. But, while I think the low is in again, for now, remember, every time we hit a low, we said we think a low is in for now. And we, at that point in time, we don't know they're going to retest it, but retested and retested. We're still unclear of whether this is ready to get going. Because when I scan a couple of thousand names, a couple of hundred sectors, bunch of countries, there's still a lot that don't look good. But it's definitely better that some names that look like they were done. Alibaba looked done. No, that's rounding out a base again. Trading range. Then some Chinese names today that look left for dead, had a good day today. So maybe they're coming back to life. Just, there's a ton of resistance in the markets in here. And I'm not so sure it's going to be so easy. I do not think we're retesting it anytime soon, what we just saw, which, by the way, is only 2% below here. But you get a feel for the weight of the evidence. Feels like enough came off. If there's any bigger fly in the ointment that can turn it down quickly, volume has been pathetic on this little move. And I mean pathetic. Gary likes his volume heavy. Soon to be the summer of Gary. No, really. Movers of the day. As always, if I can find them, I will gladly give them to you. Athena Health. Somebody's offering cash for the company. That was up 20 today to 146. Booking Holdings, 19. Amazon, 19. LendingTree, up 12. That one's been trashed here recently. It still looks like caca. Illumina gets a little upgrade today and breaks out. ILMN. Medical research. NVIDIA's a 9. Mercado Libre a 9. Atomore, Tesla. Yeah, Tesla, let's announce more losses and more of this and go up in price. But the guy from Tesla's promising better numbers in the quarter or two ahead. I want to see that. Google, CoStar Group, Weibo. That is one of those Chinese names. WB, and you will see, held the 200-day. Looks like it's trying to turn the corner today, but they do report this week, I believe. Sevens, Arista Networks, YY Inc. Why, I don't know. Alibaba, as mentioned, Sage Therapeutics. A little better tone to the defense names. Lockheed Martin, everybody likes a big war. United Rentals, Netflix, TransDime, Align Tech, back above the 50-day. Boeing, that's a 6 today also. Just the range bound. 5 or more, Ultimate Software. Very ultimate, almost new highs. Little Fuse as opposed to Big Fuse. Broadcom. 4 more. Intuitive Surgical. ServiceNow. GW Pharmaceuticals. Could that be George Washington Pharmaceuticals? No. They report tomorrow. Cena Corp. L3 Tech. Another defense name. 3 or more. NetEase. Medtronic. O'Reilly Automotive. Watch that one. Old Dominion Freight. Caterpillar. IAC Interactive. Remember, that's the one that owns a bunch of Match.com. And Facebook announced a dating site, and the stocks got trash. IAC Interactive holding right at the 200-day moving average. They report in 2 days. Thank you. Staying with the threes. Auto Home. Northrop Grumman. Another defense. BlackRock. Palo Alto Networks. Ferrari. That one's strong out of the box on earnings, by the way. They sold out their cars for 2019, I hear. XPO Logistics, Zillow, Fleet Corps, and we'll finish upside. By the way, speaking of sold out, this Friday is our major benefit for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida. We thank each and every one of you that decided to send in donations, both big and small. You can still send in donations. Just email me at GaryK.com. Every dime helps, and it's matched. It's matched right now. So Friday's the event. Looks like going to have 1,100 people. Looks like we're going to raise $1.1 million for the kids of Central Florida. So I'm pleased with Punch. As you know, I was co-chair of the event, and I must tell you, raising dollars is not an easy job. It really isn't. But fortunately, the organization really sells itself. Our statistics, our outcomes for the children, the community are bar none the best in the country. The best. Gold, Jerry, gold! So that's Friday night, and we very much look forward to it. And again, thank any of you that have sent in. We got a bunch of checks in from you guys. Much obliged. It'll go to great work. We promise. Up next, Movers on the Downside. And whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice price tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, you know, I did a little number on Tesla for you guys. And Wall Street Journal this morning, they go through all these Tesla numbers. They did a 5.3% bond due in 2025. Came out at par. It's trading at 87.75 now. That bond should have come out at 7.5, 8, 9%. Let's see, free cash flow, oh, yeah, they don't have any free cash flow. In fact, it's negative. Current assets minus current liabilities, they don't have current assets. They're just liabilities smoke the assets. Annual vehicle deliveries, the amount that's forecasted, I'll be dunking a basketball first. And then there's also, it's called a portion of Tesla's $2.7 billion in cash consists of customer deposits, which are mostly refundable. So, yeah, we'll see. But, you know, listen, I think the guy's a genius. But forever, here's my worry. This company is so screwed if we go into a recession, or if we have a real bearish market. They're not going to be able to use their stock as currency. You know what happens to stock prices of companies that lose a ton of money when things are bearish. And I can promise, somebody's going to have to buy them at that point in time if we go into some sort of recession. And just so you know, recessions will happen again, regardless what central banks will do to prevent it. And I promise you, if we get a slowdown of import, what's the new guy's name? Powell? He'll be lowering rates, and he'll be printing money. He was quoted years ago stating, investors know we are there. Protect them from big losses. They think they're God with money. They really do. Just print money and things will be saved. You do realize one day they will print money and the market will crash, right? You know that, right? These are not smart people. I know they went to Harvard and MIT and whatever all these places. They are doofuses. They've never run businesses, and all they think is, just lower rates, print money, everything will be fine. No. And deficit spend. When I heard this new Powell guy say it's okay, the debt, I'm not a violent person, but I'm sick of all these people. Downside. International flavors and fragrances down $15. Really? How can that be? To a new yearly low. Really? Equinix 10. That's been getting trashed. Universal Display down 6 and change. That's the one with the LEDs and all that. Medfast. We're in the 4s already. IDEX Labs. Cognizant Tech breaks the 50-day today. I think that was a downgrade. Spotify, market no likey, its earnings report. Anthem, a weak managed care day. WellCare Health managed care. Three or more. China Biologic Products. Humana, managed care. Integrated Media, Dentsply. Burlington Stores in a weak retail type place. Dillard's, two or more. First Cash, Kohl's retail. Regeneron, very weak. Benefit Focus, McKesson. China South Airlines, I flew them when I was in China. Very good airline. I enjoyed it much. Celgene, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. What's getting hurt because of higher oil prices? Cruise lines, airlines. By the way, did you know on a 10-cent raise in gas prices for a year, it's $2 billion to the airline industry. To the consumer is $10 billion. For a year, higher 10 cents, $10 billion. So if you go up 50 cents, $50 billion the consumer has to spend on gas more than they did instead of buying Fritos, Cheetos, and all that other stuff. And of course, when you make tires, your cost goes up, so you probably pass it on. This is big stuff. Now, today we had a little reversal in oil prices at the end of the day. Hopefully that continues. I got news here. Nothing good happens if oil prices keep going up. I hear these guys say, the better economy. No, it's not good. Oil is in everything. If they go up, cost of everything goes up. Cost to do everything goes up. Truckers are hurt. Cruise lines, airlines. SUVs won't sell as well. For logical and obvious reasons. So that is something to watch. The good news on the interest rate front, the 10-year hit 3% and just stopped, but it is 2.95. That to be watched also. By the way, something else that's going on good, because I'm heading to Europe in a couple of weeks, the euro's getting flattened and the dollar's strong, and that's good for me. We'll take that all it wants to give. Anyway. You all have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.